Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, someone just asked in the chat. I was watching the chat here before the show, which, you know, I get in early. But even when I'm not commenting, I'm generally reading what's going on. And someone just said, hey, Dan, how is it that, you know, you always stay so optimistic about the country? You say you're long on America. And, you know, folks, I've said it before, but the short answer is because it's America. Where else would you rather be? And at what other time would you rather be alive? I mean, I'm just asking a practical question. Forget about the hoorah, esprit de corps, all I love being part of the, put that all aside, part of the country and everything. Put that all aside for a second. I'm just asking a strict technical question. What other time in human history and what other place would you rather be alive? I wouldn't even want to be alive in America 50 years ago. I'd rather be alive now. You got access to internet. The biggest problem we have now is obesity. It's food everywhere. That's why. Because no matter how bad it gets right now, it's still not as bad as it was even 20 years ago. I don't know. I'm always an optimist. I may not seem it, but I am. God's best is, bless this place. Listen, I got a big show for you today. The YouTube commies in their, thank God for Rumble. Thankfully, you're all here. You'll see what I mean. And you all asked me for a survival segment. Stay tuned. And MyPillow soft and absorbent six-piece towel sets, only $29.98 with promo code Dan. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio podcast specials or call 1-800-637-4982. So you asked me about a survival segment, right? And I'm going to put it all together for you in one place. I'm going to make it easy on you. Matter of fact, another part of that survival segment, in case something does go bad, is our first sponsor. You're going to sense a theme in today's show. Contingency Medical. In today's unpredictable world, being prepared for unexpected health challenges is more crucial than ever. Take that URL down on the screen when it comes up. That's why I'm thrilled to introduce Contingency Medical, your partner in health resilience. Contingency Medical provides you with access to emergency packs of antibiotics for everyday ailments like UTIs, ear infections, strep, and more. But that's not all. Contingency Medical also has symptom management medicines for everything from nausea and GI stuff to motion sickness, ensuring you're up to the task even if you're not feeling your best. I have the Ready Pack Plus. I love it. I keep it in my go bag. I wouldn't go anywhere without it. Contingency Medical provides access to board-certified physicians for guidance on effective treatment. Your prescriptions are shipped from licensed pharmacies, guaranteeing quality care from start to finish. And Contingency Medical offers free shipping on all packs. Visit contingencymedical.com today. contingencymedical.com/Bongino, and let's get started. Take the first step in safeguarding your health and the health of your loved ones. Don't wait. Go to contingencymedical.com/Bongino today. Enter promo code Bongino for $20 off your pack. That's $20 off any pack at contingencymedical.com/Bongino with promo code Bongino. Contingency Medical and its products are not intended as a substitute for professional medical treatment or advice. Consult with your healthcare provider. All right, Joseph, it's Tuesday. Big show today.
It's showtime, Dan. It is showtime.
And thank you. We're racking it up. 3 minutes in, and with 30,000 people. You guys are unbelievable. So this happened. I know a lot of you liked my episode there with Steven Crowder on the Louder with Crowder show. A lot of you were digging it. Steve's on Rumble. He still does some shows on YouTube. We left YouTube a long time ago. After we left YouTube, because I'm an investor in Rumble, YouTube hilariously tried to say, you can't leave. We're banning you. Gee, what was the title of the last show we did? Wasn't it like, Why We're Leaving YouTube? That was precisely the title, right? We wrote that title on there so there would never be any mystery about who gave who leaving YouTube. I wanted nothing to do with YouTube. They're straight up commies. Honestly, you're crazy to be on there. I don't think it makes any sense anymore to be on YouTube. You've got a perfectly viable alternative here in Rumble. We love you here. We don't disrespect you. We allow people to have opposing viewpoints. What happened? Well, I went on Steve's show, and they do some stuff on YouTube, but mostly on Rumble. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. These freaking commies, they are so nuts. I love it how they just are so determined to build up a free speech alternative. And never has it been more important to be in the parallel economy. So I saw this on Crowder's Twitter feed last night. Breaking. They got a strike by YouTube, one more, and they're banned from YouTube forever. YouTube wants us dead. They hit us with two strikes, one on my main channel and one on Crowder Bits, just for having me on. They're one strike away from being banned. That's why they have Mug Club and Rumble. It's the only way to support the mission. Guys, look at this thing here. Hello, reaching out from the dipshit communists at YouTube to let you know about strikes on the channel. They say, per our policies, if you post content previously removed from violating our terms of service, content produced by creators with a current restriction or content for creators who've been terminated under our terms, blah, 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 blah. They're basically saying, holy Moses, you had Dan Bongino on, which is really strange because if you put my name in YouTube, I'm all over the place on, let's just say, bigger channels who've uploaded me, who make YouTube a lot of money, and they haven't done anything to restrict a lot of those channels. It seems like they're only targeting people like me and Crowder who are heavily invested in Rumble. Folks, get away from these people as soon as you can. There has never been a better excuse to move yourself into the parallel economy. You have options. Whether you you know what I said before about getting off YouTube? If you choose to stay behind, that's fine. I don't hold it against you. Some of you build followings over there. Believe me, I understand. There are certain companies I wish I didn't have to do business with, but we do because sometimes there is no other alternative. I get it. I really don't hold it against you. I'm not over there. All I'm telling you is this. I'm begging you. I'm begging you to please set up a presence in the parallel economy, not because it benefits me, although it does, because it benefits you. Because that way, if you're banned by YouTube and you're kind of simulcasting on Rumble, or if you're banned on Twitter and you're simulcasting on Truth, or writing on Truth, or blogging on Truth, or Locals, whatever it may be, you have a backup channel. That way you're not finished. Folks, we were very smart. We didn't get off YouTube right away. Remember this joke? Remember? We were like, you know what? We're going to transfer our audience from YouTube to Rumble. You may say, well, Dan, how did that work? The answer is it works swimmingly. Just look right now. We had 800,000 subscribers on YouTube. We have 2.97 million on Rumble. Yeah, you're damn right it went swimmingly. Folks, set yourself up now. There are alternatives. I wrote some down. Truth, Rumble, Public SQ, Parallel Economy, which is mine, Disclosure, that's mine. But if you're banking on your site, processing credit cards on your site, use us, paralleleconomy.com. Yeah, it benefits me. I'm just giving you an option. Why are you Stripe in these other places? I don't know. But you've got options in the parallel economy. Please don't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a real threat to these people. Who would have thunk that a trillion-dollar company, Alphabet, would find me so intimidating that this is what they would do? They would intentionally ban one of their biggest channels or move towards banning them just because my face was on there. These people are...
Too many commies on the field.
How many? What is that? Is that 15 yards? That's... Hold on. I'm going under the hood for review. Yes, that is in fact too many commies on the field. You are correct. Good call, Joe. Definitely too many commies on the field. I just busted up my glasses again. Poor glasses. I'm taking such a beat. You see these things? Where are they? Look at these things. They used to have size. This was our $100,000. I'm going to keep these up here. Digital glasses. Remember these?
Oh, yeah.
They're all busted up. Someone sent. I know. Don't send me. Someone sent me a bunch of replacements, but they got all broken. Folks, listen, I am a huge threat to these people, and you can be too. Rumble, Truth, ParallelEconomy.com, Public SQ. You've got options out there. You should take them. All right, moving on. I'm going to get to the survival segment at the end. It's important. You guys asked about it. They said, Dan, make it easy. Like, what's going to happen? Where do we go to get this stuff you keep talking about in case there's an EMP attack? I got you. Don't even worry about it. Don't sweat it. Folks, the reason you have to get away from these people is the canceling is now out of control. Now, before the show, I'm going through Twitter and I'm going through Truth and I'm reading some of your comments. And some of you out there, some of you had retweeted Scott Adams. Scott Adams wrote Dilbert, the famous comic strip. And Scott Adams said something absolutely accurate on his Twitter account. He said, folks, this canceling is so out of control that these people are now being treated as clowns. You know they've jumped the shark. We're not, I agree with him. We're almost there. We're like at the precipice of a major change in the culture where the first response to attempts to cancel right now are going to be absolute mockery. You're seeing it now. But this is why I opened up the segment with the canceling part by YouTube. You got to get away from these people. So until we cross into the other side, we're now like this, right? We're pushing this rock uphill. We're pushing the rock uphill. It's going to reach the top. We're getting close, right? And then it's going to roll downhill and everybody's going to look back on this and think to themselves, How was I part of this obscenely stupid cancel culture? How do I know we're getting there? Folks, this story, Bobby Burak at OutKick. If you haven't seen this story, as my your parents used to say, hold your horses, because this one is definitely peak stupid. So this young kid is at a Kansas City Chiefs game. The Kansas City Chiefs played the Raiders. In case you don't know, the Kansas City Chiefs, their colors are red. They have red and white, can be red and black, depending on what kind of the chum you have or wearing. So their colors are red and black. Kid shows up at a game, and Deadspin, which is a left-wing lunatic site full of crazy people, takes a photo with this kid who had painted his face, and he was in, because they're the Kansas City Chiefs, he was in a headdress. So if you look at Bobby's article on OutKick, it's in the newsletter, I want you to see the picture of this kid from the inside of the article. It proves my theory that I've told you over and over. Here it is right here. You're like, oh my gosh, Joe, that kid has blackface on. Holy Moses, that is so, look at this. So this Deadspin writer's like, of course, because this guy has a meaningless life, the guy at Deadspin's name is Karen Phillips. Karen. What are the chances? Sorry to the Karens out there, but why is that always the case? So weird, right? So this guy, Karen Phillips, he writes this piece and he's like trying to destroy this kid's life. And you may be saying, well, you know, blackface. And then you look at the picture head on and you find out, that's so weird. Look, he's at the chief colors on, like the red and the black shirt underneath. And he's got go back to the original again, Gee. Here's the liberal version. Oh my gosh, blackface, racist. Wait, hold on, fellas. We got this crazy prop thing. Where is he? Here he is. Here he is, folks. This is one of these moments. Hey. There's Frank Fugazi's at the game, and he's like, and they lowered the flag to half-mast on 8-8.
That's 8-8.
He's at the game. Fugazi's at the game. Ku Klux Klan. Folks, take some solace in this. This dude, you can't flip past these pictures enough. I can't see this enough. This is what liberals see. Go back to the original. Here's the liberal universe, right? Is the kid in the first picture. There he is. This is what liberals see. Ku Klux Klan, get him. This is what normal people see, what happens, which just happens, by the way, to coincide with reality, which is this kid right here. Folks, they totally jumped. What's that? He just nailed it. If this was Ralph Northam, former Democrat governor of Virginia, in full blackface and a Klan hood, it'd be no big deal. They'd ignore it. They'd be like, it was a childhood indiscretion. So this Karen Phillips guy, this poor kid, by the way, totally innocent, ruthlessly attacked by just this D-bag at Deadspin, who has just been ruthlessly mocked, and the stories turn just endlessly. Here's this guy, Karen Phillips. After this, he's asked about this whole thing, and he's like doubling and tripling down on stupid. But I want to get back to a theory I have on this to show you why this stuff has totally jumped the shark. Check this out.
Americans, let's never forget them. But the reason this stuff doesn't bother me is that, as I wrote in that piece, election night 2016, I cried. I was in the pits for about 48 to 72 hours. And the reason why is that I covered the 2016 Democratic National Convention. And I wrote columns while I was there warning people.
He cried, but you probably would cry, Karen. Karen, what are the chances? Sorry to all the good Karens out there. Listen, my name's Dan. So whenever you look at like you ever see that joke at internet meme, the top names of people who are dicks, like number one is Dan. So I get it. Like, I'm with you. I totally get it. I'm just saying, like, what does it have to be? The guy's name's Karen. Folks, this proves a point we talk about on the show a lot. I need you to digest this because it's critical in understanding how loony the left really is. You need to understand these people have empty, this Karen Phillips guy has an empty vacuum of a life. This guy has no soul. He doesn't have anything. His life has no meaning. Nobody's ever told him he's special or important or anything like that. He only finds power and meaning in attacking and canceling others. I have zero doubt this guy scours the internet and social media every single day looking for moments like that. A kid with his face painted half black and half red and looks to be offended because there's power in... He's not really offended, by the way. There's power in pretending he's offended and attacking and ruining this kid's life. I need you to, like, for a second, understand that. See, you all in the chat now, you guys have kids and houses and jobs. You have people who care about you. You don't necessarily have to have all of those things. But your life isn't meaningless. Even if you produce, you know, War Eagle buttons, like, your thing is, like, I want to produce the best button. Like, that's my life. I'm a maker of buttons, and I want to make the best buttons. And there's value in that. You know, I used to say I used to clean toilet bowls and key food when I worked in a supermarket. If I had to clean that damn toilet bowl in the bathroom, it was my day. It was the cleanest damn toilet bowl ever because that was my job. And that's what I did. And one day I had to do it. These people don't have that. Their only value is pretending to be victims that they're being exploited by someone else and to find stuff like this. And the crazy thing is, the people like this Karen Phillips and these other folks who are trying to cancel you are really creating an epidemic of what I called on this show many times, stupid smart people. They're people who are credentialed. Like, I'm sure this guy, Karen Phillips, like, I have a degree in journalism from East Tuna Fish School, of J School, journalism, whatever, dude. Nobody cares. These are the stupid smart people. The people trying to cancel you, like the guy trying to cancel this kid, are some of the dumbest people on planet Earth. But they're credentialed by the exploitation crowd, the victim crowd, in their universities. They're credentialed as thought leaders, as think tank leaders, as influencers. So they're stupid, yet they're smart. They're smart by liberal standards, stupid by everyone else's standards. That picture of the kid sums it up. That guy is smart, or by his, you know, by liberal standards, because he saw this picture, half of a face painted black. Look at me. I found this little racist before he metastasizes. But they're stupid because when you just turn the picture and look at reality in this almost parallax kind of situation, where two people see the same thing differently, you realize the reality is something totally different and the guy's a moron. He has a BA, this guy, in African-American studies. Yeah, bullshit artist degree. You're absolutely right. Here's what I mean by these people who are canceling you. They're absolute morons. Play this video here. This is Jamal Bowman. Jamal Bowman, in case you don't know, is the Democrat congressman who pulled the fire alarm, claiming ridiculously up on Capitol Hill. He pulled the fire alarm to stop a vote. He claimed he thought he was opening a door. Why the hell? Any human being in America, no less a congressman who at least should pretend they have an IQ in the triple digits, wouldn't know that a box that says fire alarm doesn't open a door is beyond me. Why you'd admit to it's even worse. This is the same guy. After the debacle of defund the police, the George Floyd incident, the Ferguson effect, the Ferguson riots, the Baltimore riots, Jamal Bowman again, this just happened, put out this video about basically attacking and winky, winky, nod, nod, reforming the police, which I guarantee you means defunding them. This is the same guy who can't figure out how to use a fire alarm who tries to cancel other people. Check this out.
As you know, we need a revolution within our criminal justice system, period, point blank. It is inhumane. It is racist. It is operating exactly as it was designed to be operating. And it is something that has been nurtured and funded historically by not just Republicans, Democrats as well.
This guy is a moron. These are the people canceling you. This is about this segment, the stupid smart people. I want you to understand that these people out there who are treated as smart, beacons of intelligence by the left, Mount Olympus IQs, AOC, Bernie Sanders, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, Jamal Bowman, Corey Smith, lionized by the left, are folks genuinely stupid people. You may say, well, that's insulting. No, I mean it like in an IQ way. They are actual morons. They're actual morons. They are the useful idiots every communist is always out of bloodlust for. Because you will never bring about tyranny without useful idiots. These are the morons canceling you. I got another one coming up. You've probably seen it. I debated even putting it on the show because it went viral yesterday. Have you seen this video of the education secretary in the chat? The chatsters, have you seen this? Yes, I said that right. The education secretary. Again, proving my point, we are being led by the dumbest of smart people. Quick break. In a country as diverse as the United States, there's one thing that unites us all, our unwavering appreciation for those who guard our freedoms and protect our families. Folds of Honor is a beacon of hope for families of fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders. They ensure that dreams of their sons, daughters, and spouses live on by providing life-changing educational scholarships. With a prestigious 4 out of 4 star rating from Charity Navigator, you can give with confidence, knowing your contribution will make a meaningful impact in the lives of those who've given everything for our freedom. Join Folds of Honor in our mission to support the heroes and their families who've sacrificed so much for our great country. With a recurring donation of just $13 a month, you'll link arms with thousands of patriots that pledge to never leave the families of military and first responders behind. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron today at foldsofhonor.org/squadron and help us meet sacrifice with hope. Foldsofhonor.org/squadron. I'm sorry, folks. I didn't mean to change the tone of the show so much in that read. I really love this charity a lot, Folds of Honor. A lot. There are a lot of charities out there. A lot of them are good. Some of them are real, and honestly not that good. This is one of them. This is a great one. They really change people's lives. So if you've got a few bucks a month, I'd appreciate it. Foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Get a little, they've done a lot. They do a lot of things behind the scenes too. They don't even tell you about. That's how confident I am in this charity. Okay, back to the show. We are being led by a moron class. The stupid smart people paradox is one I really need you to memorize and tattoo on your brain. Because it helps you understand why credentialed people on their left are so dumb. They never get out of their thought bubble. They're never challenged by people outside of the thought bubble because they're constantly in the entertainment community, sports community. They're constantly surrounded by people who think the same with an Orwellian newspeak. Look at this guy. This is our education secretary. You're going to see right away which are the education secretary who absolutely destroys a quote by Ronald Reagan. Check this out.
You know, we're going to set up follow-up calls with every governor we met with to make sure we're available. As I think it was President Reagan said, we're from the government. We're here to help. There are resources there. There's technical assistance there.
I hate to do two back-to-back, but this is like, how do you ask that up? How could you possibly, not only does he get the quote wrong, dude. I mean, at least a double. I mean, really? I agree. Do we have a third Muttley? There's another Muttley? Someone said this another Muttley. Oh, yeah. This is from, I even wrote, My Patriot Supply. No, I'm serious. This isn't even a gee. I swear I didn't intend this. I had to write it on the thing. My Patriot Supply sent us a backup Muttley. I knocked the other Muttley down. One Muttley, two Muttley. What an idiot. I'm from the government. We're here to help. Well, producer Joe was kind enough to go and find the original, which every Muttley's in the chat. Muttley is in the chat. Muttley's like taking over the chat. Who did the Muttley emoji? Did you do that, Gee? Muttley's taking over. Everyone in the chat must know how to download the Muttley emoji. The actual quote, I know most of you have already seen it, was nothing of we're from the government, we're here to help. It was about a couple terrifying words or something. Take a look.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
It's legit. The verdict is in. The education secretary Cardone is a toolbox. Folks, these are the stupid smart people. Dan Bongino, why do you never trust government? Because like Father Bob Sirico said at a talk he was given one time at the Acton Institute, it's not that government's too big. It's that it's too stupid. It doesn't. These are the morons. Think about it. This guy Cardona is lording over education policy for your entire family. Why do I inherently not trust government? And you shouldn't either. Because I'm going to ask you a simple question. What does government know about your life that you don't? No. Think about that in detail for a second. Say the health secretary and HHS secretary, Javier Baccaria. Say Baccaria is the greatest medical doctor in the world, but he's never met you. You've got some stomach ailment. You want Baccaria's advice, although he's never spoken to you on what to do, even though he's never spoken to you, doesn't want to? No. You want your GP in the corner. On the corner. Hey, doc, I got it. Because he's seen you. These people don't know you. They don't know anything about your kid's educational experience. They don't know squat. Matter of fact, what they think they know, even about government, they don't even know. These are the stupid, smart people. And the problem with stupid, smart people is they have power. It's why power is dangerous. It's why Lord Acton, i.e. the Acton Institute, always said power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Because when people have power, i.e. the beginning of the show, the power to cancel people like Mr. Karen, they will abuse it. That is why centralized power in government over a large number of people and not just one person like Mr. Karen's trying to have over this kid at the Chiefs game by ruining his life. This is why giving people like Karen legislative power over everyone, over things they have no knowledge, is so freaking dangerous. The biggest threat to your life by far throughout human history is what? Government. Disease is like a distant second. Government. Nobody's wiped out and exterminated more lives in human history than government, unnecessarily. No one. This place is dangerous. This is why you got to limit it. Here's another example. And by the way, Jamal Bowman was a school principal, the fire alarm guy. He was a principal of a school. You got the principal of a school and an education secretary. One can't figure out how to pull a fire alarm. And one guy can't even get a Reagan quote right and screws it up and says the exact opposite thing. Here's what I'm talking about with the dangers of government when they have centralized power. You all just lived through Thanksgiving, correct? If you're on my chat, you were alive. You're not like 3 days old. You get it. Everyone here saw Thanksgiving. You're not vampires. You're not dead. You're not the Nosferatu. So you went to the store and you went shopping. Let me take a poll. Is Bot Gino here today? Our bot chat guy? I think he was. I was giving him a shout out in the beginning. Bot Gino, we want to roll and run a poll here. Serious question. I'm not joking around. Most of you went shopping. If you did, if you didn't stay out of the poll, if you went shopping for Thanksgiving, forget any biases you may have. Was this year cheaper or more expensive than last year? Serious question. If it was cheaper, let us know. Maybe in your area, prices went down. I don't know. I want to know. Why? Because the stupid smart people, now that their policies have completely failed and absolutely blown it, have now taken up not just gaslighting, but just at this point, no, more expensive, more. Okay, pretty much more on every single one. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre up at the podium yesterday. She doesn't even care that you're going to know she's lying. This is that step to tyranny where they give up any attachment to the truth whatsoever, and they rely on people like Taylor Lorenz at the Washington Post to cover for them every single time as they bullshit you right to your face. Take a look.
This holiday season, families are seeing lower prices on everyday items from gas to groceries. As holiday shopping starts, shelves are stocked and prices for toys, TVs, and used vehicles are all down from last year. And we just saw record Black Friday sales.
She's absolutely making that up, folks. Prices are not down. Prices are up dramatically since Joe Biden took office. I can screw up statistics, too, by claiming like a different point in time rather than the beginning of the Biden presidency. These people are just lying now. I've got one more for you coming up where she gets totally nailed by Ducey on this question. Like, are you just ignoring people? Like, I don't get it. Are we at the point now where you're just going to bullshit people who actually went to the store and went shopping? Are we there now? Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I still got your survival segment, too. Folks, feeling the... What? What? Oh, yes. Come on, dude. You guys... But you know, I never saw that before. Now I got the screen up to the left. Yes, she totally sucks. Anyone disagree? Anyone chat? Still worst ever? No? Okay. It never changes, so I stopped asking. Hey, you feeling the burn of inflation? Me too. Gas, groceries, suddenly it's like, you know, auditioning for a role in Broke, you know, the musical or something. Luckily, our sponsor, MD Hearing, is bucking the trend and cutting their prices. That's right. They're pulling a reverse inflation with their Neo rechargeable digital hearing aids. Hook, line, and sinker. Remember when you had to remortgage your house for hearing aids? Not with MD Hearing. For only $297 a pair, you get cutting-edge tech that's smaller than a nosy ant's attention span. It's like Houdini for your ears. Voila, no one knows they're even there. Trust me, these things are life-changing. I gifted a pair to Uncle Joe. Now he can finally hear me telling him in his 90s mullet isn't coming back in style. Need more convincing? Aside from my relentless raving, MD Hearing was handpicked to supply top Medicare Advantage plans. Head on over to mdhearing.com, mdhearing.com, and use code PATRIOT to score this deal. Make inflation eat dust, folks. Give them a shot. Great hearing aids, great price. My dad has them. MDHearing.com, MDHearing.com. And our next sponsor is Omaha Steaks. The holidays are here. Jolly Elves at Omaha Steaks have your wish list covered with guaranteed perfection during their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use code Bongino at checkout to get an additional $30 off your order. Score delicious deals on tender, juicy, extra-aged, delicious steaks. Mouth-watering bacon-wrapped filet mignons. They're a holiday gift favorite. Or cozy up to easy-to-prepare, delicious meals and carefully curated gift packages guaranteed to make spirits bright all winter long. Go to Omaha Steaks. The possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Visit omahasteaks.com. Save big with 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code Bongino at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. That's a big saving. Hurry, because the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals at Omaha Steaks will be gone before you know it. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Bongino at checkout. Minimum order may be required. Thanks, Omaha State. Here's another example of what I'm talking about. We are being led by the moron class. They've given up. Folks, this is the step to tyranny that I got to tell you. Listen, man. Pay attention. This is the step that freaks me out the most. Obama did this too. It's not that they lie. All politicians lie. Republicans, Democrats, libertarians, communists. Every politician lies. It's that when they lie and they get caught and the lies become so blatant that they lose any attachment to reality at all. Because if you can do that and have no sense of like kind of moral cognitive dissonance about it, you can do anything. Here's Ducey calling her out like, hey, man, what are you crazy with this stuff? Like Americans aren't buying it. Take a look.
But why do you think it is that when you say the economy is improving and President Biden says the economy is improving, that a majority of Americans outside of this building are not buying it?
So here's the thing. When we walked into this administration, the economy was on a tailspin. That is the fact. Because of the last administration, because of the Trump administration, because of how they dealt with COVID and the pandemic, because they didn't have a comprehensive plan. The president came in, he passed the American Rescue Plan, which was able to get the economy back on its feet, which was able to open up small businesses were able to open up, schools were able to open up. And we understand what Americans have been feeling over the last 2-3 years. It's going to take some time. We get that. It's going to take some time, but it does not take away how we have seen the economy getting back on its feet. We actually had to fix the problem that we saw that the last administration left us.
So now it's Trump did it. You understand how this is, how crazy this is. The initial segment is inflation isn't real. You all are crazy. You're making this whole thing up. Then it is real, but Trump did it, even though the inflation only started after Biden took office at the levels it's at now. Dude, this is like tier one level bullshitting. What are they going to tell you next? The border's manageable and under control? The border's secure? The border's closed? Oh, they've already told you that. Which is really strange because videos are coming out everywhere of incidents like this. People on top of a train by the hundreds, maybe the thousands. What do you think? We're making this up? What do you think this is, AI-generated Dan Bongino video? Look at these trains headed to the United States. You going to tell us next the border's under control? We're being led by stupid, smart people. These people are doing this on purpose, folks. They're doing it on purpose. They're also doing absolutely nothing to stop the demon savages in the Middle East either. They're not doing a damn thing. They keep catering to the demon savage crowd. Did you hear the story yesterday that Biden went in and apologized for not believing Hamas about death and body counts? Wait, what? No, that actually happened. These are the demon savage people we're talking about. Here's a Christmas parade. A Christmas parade? Why would demon savages be protesting a Christmas parade? Because they hate you. That's why. Look yourself. Here's a bunch of you. They're marching for the fictitious Palestine that doesn't exist, interrupting a Christmas Day parade. I'm sure you're making a lot of friends on that one. Great call there, fellas. And yet the administration has to apologize to these people for not believing Hamas. Folks, listen, I opened up the show telling you I'm long in the United States. And believe me, I am. Because we're going to figure this out. But it's not going to be easy. And going forward, if you're not expecting obstacles, I did a Locals video this morning on Locals. It was about 3 minutes. And I did it about voting. I get it. I don't have any easy answers for you. The different thing about this show, which sometimes annoys my crew here, you know, we don't do clickbaity stuff, okay? We don't jump on stories. We don't get into clickbaity stuff. I don't jump in every single culture war issue unless I have something to say about it. But one of the things we do is I take this show seriously. This show is a mission. I feel like an evangelist for the freedom cause. That's why I was given this right here, this microphone right here for a reason. I don't give you easy answers. Why should we vote? They cheat because they don't want you to vote. And if you're doing what they want you to do, you're probably doing something wrong. We got to fix it. We got to fight back against these people, ladies and gentlemen. When you give them power, it's corrupting. It hurts. It stings. All right, switching topics a bit. For those of you who are Trump supporters, folks, there was a motion filed in the January 6th case with Donald Trump. Did you see this? This is from Court Listener. The government's going to have some splaining to do, folks. The Donald Trump team now wants to know about informants, cooperators, and undercover agents who may have been present on January 6th. Discovery goes both ways, folks. They want to know who was present within 5 miles of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021. They also want to know about investigations relating to foreign interference and efforts by foreign actors to support and exacerbate events in the Capitol on January 6th. Folks, discovery works both ways. Now, why did I bring this story up? Because this story is going to be telling. The Trump team's now saying, hey, you're going to charge us with a crime? Then we're entitled to know who was there and what was going on January 6th. Were there informants? This is why this is going to be telling, and this is why I bring this up today from my background in the space. If the FBI refuses to respond to this or objects to it, you know something's up. They definitely had informants in there. And were the informants agents? Probably not. Were they people being paid? Maybe. We'll see. If they do respond and respond that there were informants, now you know they're informants. Either way, you get it. If there were informants in the crowd, the FBI's on the hook either way. You get what I'm saying? If they don't respond, they're hiding it. If they do respond and they're honest, you'll finally have the truth. Smart move by the legal team there. I want to know what was in that crowd. Listen, I've been very candid and honest about January 6th, and you should be too. We were. Reality's reality. Don't be like Karen, the guy who only sees one half of the face. See the whole picture. And then you can make a realistic, real-world determination about what you think happened, what went wrong, and what maybe didn't go wrong. But don't be like the government. The government's clearly lying about the full extent of everything that happened on January 6th. Clearly. Why would they want to hide all this information? Why did they hide the tapes up until the end? Now, I know I opened the show on an optimistic note, and I am long in the United States, folks. But yesterday, after the show, I like to go outside and get a, I told you, I like to get a little sun in my eyes, and I do this grounding thing. I just, you ever try grounding? Anyone in the chat? You go and you sit outside and you just take your shoes off and you touch some bare earth. I don't know. It works for me. And call me crazy, but I'll try anything. But it just works for me. I spend like 15 minutes, you know, just walking in the grass, getting some sun. And I swear to you, man, I'm thinking through our perilous military situation. If we don't get our heads out of our ass and stop with this DIE, DEI, you know, nonsense diversity crap and get back to teaching our military what it would take to go out and be lethal. I'm thinking this. As I'm thinking this, a friend of mine sends me this article. It was almost like heavenly intervention. America is a heartbeat away from a war it could lose. Is this in the newsletter, Guy? Folks, read this article. I can't go through the whole thing. It's at Bongino.com/newsletter. And I'm not an alarmist. We still have a far more powerful military than China, far more powerful military than Russia. But, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have the comparative advantage we had even 50 years ago anymore. And here's the biggest problem, which you all should wake up to right away. I woke up to a while ago. You probably get it. But we're in a real money problem here. He notes in the piece, if there was a world war, that the disadvantage is money. In past conflicts, they note, Washington could easily outspend our opponents. In World War II, the U.S. debt-to-GDP ratio almost doubled from 61 to 113%. By contrast, the United States would enter a world war today with debt already in excess of 100% of GDP. Assuming a rate of expansion similar to that of World War II, it's not unreasonable to expect the debt could swell to 200% of GDP or higher. In other words, the question you should be asking if a world war were to break out, the question you should be asking is not can we win, it's can we afford to win? We've already spent ourselves into bankruptcy. Who's going to lend us the money? Folks, we could lose. I don't want to be an alarmist. I don't want to be a panic guy. But I think it's time for you to start taking reasonable precautions in your life that things aren't like they were 50 years ago, folks. So a while ago, I started talking about this stuff. And folks, by the way, this segment, My Patriot Supply, wanted to sponsor it, which I thought was a nice idea. It's mypatriotsupply.com/Dan. They came to me and they said, Dan, you keep doing these survival segments and we'd like to make it easy for your listening audience. We're going to put together a pack. Now, here's why this stuff worries me. Folks, the prospect of a mass terror strike, an EMP attack, the prospect of a world war breaking out, supply chains breaking up, is very real. I'm not suggesting to you the world's going to look like the Denzel Washington movie where he's like blind and Book of Eli. I'm not telling you that's, I hope it doesn't. But with the, you know, explosive growth of artificial intelligence, I can't assure you that AI is not going to mess with the water supply or launch a nuke. So I can't. I don't think anyone else can assure you that either. You need to be prepared. Patriot Supply contacted us and they said, what if we put together an emergency preparedness bundle for people? And they'll do it like at a pretty cool price. I said, brothers and sisters, I'm totally down. So they put together this. It's up, folks. Again, it's up to you. You know, again, I don't need extra money from sponsors or anything. I really did it because I was getting a lot of requests. Okay, Dan, where do we start? Make it easy on us. So they put it together. This, it's $697. It's pretty cheap for everything you're getting. You're going to get a 3-month emergency food supply. It comes in a bucket with a handle. I would have brought it up and showed you, but the handle's big. You know, it's about yay big. It fit on the desk. It would take up the whole camera. But you'll get the food supply. You'll also get this. You'll get this survival seed vault. I have a few of these. Folks, if everything breaks bad, you've got your seed vault here. You can always go and plant some seeds and grow your own food for a bit. If it can get you through 6 months, that's good. So you'll get the 3-month emergency food supply. You'll get the seed vault. And also comes with this, kind of big, but pretty cool. I actually have a few of these. They sent me an extra one. So this is their Alexa Pure Pro filter. So to filter water, it works. It works great. I've actually used it before. It's pretty awesome. It's all for $697. MyPatriotSupply.com/Dan. Folks, I got some other items too. It's not just that. This was meant to be a survival segment. And My Patriot Supply was happy to put that bundle together for you. The seed vault, the filter, and the food. But I've got some other suggestions as well. Patriot Supply has a lot of this stuff. Some they don't. But I would get you. I would get some thermal vision and some night vision. I know this stuff is expensive. Again, you guys asked. I'm just telling you. I'm not telling you it's cheap. A couple of people Facebook messaged me last time and said, Dan, all that stuff you're talking about is so ridiculously expensive. I can't afford that. I'm just telling you what I have. If you want to get it, if it's great. If you can't, I totally understand. Thermal vision is an absolute must-have. If things break really bad and you don't have a thermal, people are going to see you way before you see them. You guys ever see thermal vision? It's like you're looking through a thing and then you can set it to different colors. And the heat, you'll see people will pop out in the middle of nowhere. Get a thermal if you can. You can get a good one. It's like $1,000. I know, I get it. I know it's expensive. Get yourself some thermal blankets. Super cheap. You can get them on any website. Those aluminum foil looking blankets. Get yourself some cheap shelter. They have pop-up tents. You got the water filtration. You got the seeds. You got the food supply. You also have to get yourself some ammunition. This stuff is really important, folks. Also, I highly recommend you get yourself some EMP protection for your car and your house. You can just put in electromagnetic pulse detection. An electrician will come in. They'll install it. They'll put it on the system. If there's, God forbid, an atmospheric detonation, folks, and this could happen, this is not out of the realm of possibility, your electronics will be protected. Weapons are super important. We did the self-defense segment last week with Henner Gracie as well. You should know the basics of self-defense. I want to throw a couple other things out at you. Again, Patriot Supply has a lot of this stuff. Some they don't. But I would also get yourself a supply of some multivitamins. I don't take multivitamins or multivitamins ordinarily. One, because I don't think that they're that effective if you eat a healthy diet. Having said that, so why are you telling us to get multivitamins? Good question. Because folks, you're not going to have a healthy diet if Armageddon hits tomorrow. Chances are you're going to eat whatever's in front of you. Roots, dead animals, whatever you can find. And I can almost guarantee you, you are going to have a shortage of some vitamin. C, B, whatever it may be. You'll get scurvy or something else. I would get myself a supply of multivitamin. I hope you're writing all this stuff down because it's really important. One more thing. Get yourself some potassium iodide in case there's a nuclear strike. Potassium iodide will basically clog up some of your tissue with this iodine, so radioactive iodine doesn't get in. If there is a nuclear strike or a threat of one, you won't be able to find it anywhere. It's ridiculously cheap. Get a couple bottles for yourself and your family. It lasts a long time. One last thing. I'm sorry. Duct tape. Duct tape works really great for sealing up windows in case there's some fallout. It also works great for 1,000 different, what do you call it? 1,000 mile an hour tape, whatever. But duct tape, you should have yourself a great kit if you've got all that stuff. And again, check out mypatriotsupply.com/Dan. Only $697. That'll get you through three to 6 months with the seeds and the food and the water. So you're all set. And thanks for doing it. I appreciate it. I hope you guys don't mind me throwing that in there at the end, but you know, you all asked, so I threw it in there. Okay. Last story of the day, folks. I don't have any real significant stake in Twitter. I have a stake in Rumble, but I got to tell you, the community notes feature on Twitter has been an absolute slayer for correcting liberal bullshit information. If you haven't heard, the son of George Soros, Alexander Soros, this guy is like a propaganda machine, and he's not as quiet as his dad. His dad was more kind of behind the scenes, you know, influencing races, supporting this candidate and that candidate. The son is out there, like way out there, and he's going to take over for the dad, which is big trouble because they've got a lot of resources to make a lot of far left stuff happen. They have this obsession. It's a bizarre obsession with chaos in liberal cities. They love the idea of criminals running wild. Some of you have asked me why. I've explained it a lot. I don't want to, but I've explained to you quite a bit why this is. Dan, why does George Soros want these liberal DAs in these liberal cities letting people out on the street, killing people? The answer is liberals love chaos. It's the Walking Dead theory, where they walked into prison in that show about the zombies, The Walking Dead. They walk into prison and they lock the doors behind them because they're afraid of the zombies on the outside. Think about this in ideological terms. It's the same reason commies like the Soros family, it's the same reason they love street chaos. They need the chaos in the streets and the fear so that you'll clamor for government and safety in this ideological prison to keep you safe from what's on the outside. There are a lot of fancy explanations for all this stuff. I'm telling you, mine's the simplest, and it explains all this stuff. So, of course, they elected all these folks. They elected these liberal DAs, and what happened? Murder rates went crazy. Why? Because you're letting murderers back on the street. None of this is complicated. So for some stupid reason, Soros thinks he's going to do a Karine Jean-Pierre and gaslight everyone. Where are murder rates actually higher? He notes, not in progressive cities. Wait, what? What? Is this guy on magic mushrooms? What is he, crazy? Thank God Community Ropes came in off the top ropes, Randy Macho Man Savage style, like deep off the top ropes. Community notes, readers add context. They thought people would know. The five cities with the highest murder rates and their mayors are St. Louis, Missouri, Democrat. Baltimore, Maryland, Democrat. New Orleans, Louisiana, Democrat. Detroit, Michigan, happens to be a Democrat. Cleveland, Ohio, Democrat. You see why they need to control information? They want the useful idiots to propagate this stuff so they can keep the horror going. This guy is straight up lying and he knows it. And this is why they hate Elon so much. This is why countries around the world have banded together these commies around the world and are trying to stop Elon. Because they don't control anymore the flow of information in this giant information laundering game. And people for the first time are starting to see they're getting really screwed over by, yes, Democrats. And a lot of the people getting screwed over, what do these cities have in common? Anyone know? St. Louis, Missouri, Chatsters. St. Louis, Missouri, Baltimore, Maryland, New Orleans, Detroit, and Cleveland. What do they have in common? They're Democrat, but there's something else in common. Joe knows Baltimore, Maryland well, so do I. Joe, does Baltimore have a large black population? Yes, they do, Dan. I campaign there quite a bit. Here's what they're afraid of. They're afraid black voters in St. Louis, Baltimore, New Orleans, Detroit, and Cleveland are going to start to notice. Oh, look at this. Washington Times. Biden's eroding support from black voters puts the White House on defense. Folks, what do I keep telling you, man? Brothers and sisters, there is no math. No math. Zero. No math for Joe Biden to win if he loses 15 to 17% of the black vote. There is none. I do not disconnect. Keep this up for a second, if you would. I do not disconnect for a second the Elon purchase of Twitter and the information flow opening up and Rumble and True Social and all of these places that don't censor. Do not disconnect them from a growing amount of discontent with black voters who are seeing for the first time when the media monopoly was broken up, the information they needed to see about what's being done to screw them over. They know black voters say President Biden's abandoned his pledge to always have their backs and are threatening to withhold their support in 2024. Some are even drifting towards former President Trump. The lack of enthusiasm amongst black voters could prove fatal to Biden's reelection chances. They formed the core of his base in 2020. Hey, listen to this. And a dip in just one or two of those battleground states, Georgia or Michigan, could likely determine the election outcome. Where's Detroit, fellas? I forget all the time. You guys know? It is? Folks in the chat, in Michigan, yeah, that's so weird. The five cities with the highest murder rates in their mayors, Detroit, that says MI, okay. Oh, is that MD? Oh, Detroit, yeah, that's in Michigan, yeah. Georgia's got a number of largely black cities as well with large black population, Atlanta and otherwise. There ain't no math, folks. There ain't no math. There's no math to win. They are scared because some voters are seeing all this stuff for the first time. People are waking up. Listen, I hope that show wasn't too much for you, especially the survival segment. I really wanted to do that because I really believe it, folks. I think, unfortunately, I think we could be in for something bad. I promise you the United States will survive. I think we'll be a better place for it. But I would be absolutely lying to you if I told you in the next year something bad isn't going to happen. And let me just end on this thought. I know I'm kind of running over a bit, but if Donald Trump wins, folks, you're going to see chaos in the streets that I think are going to make the George Floyd riots look like a kid's Christmas party. Troubled times ahead. We're going to get through it, but get ready. Don't wait. Be self-sufficient. Thanks so much for tuning in. I put in a chat this morning. If you guys wouldn't mind, would you download the Rumble app for me? I hate to ask for favors, but we put a lot of work into the Rumble app. It's super easy. It's free. Just go to the App Store. And please join us in the chat every day at 11 a.m. I actually get in there early, 9:30, 10 or so. Rumble.com/Bongino. I'd love to chat with you. We got a whole crew that gets in there early. You know who you are. Big shout out. Home of Groin Crew, Lisa, the Bongino Show guys, the Bongino. You guys are all great. I love you. Bongino, Rumble.com/Bongino. Join today. Join the chat. Watch us live every day at 11. And please spread the word. Really appreciate it. See you back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.